This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:55 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement indicating that a tornado warning remains in effect until 6:15 p.m. for northwestern Sampson and eastern Cumberland counties. At 5:54 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado at that time was located over Autryville, or 7 miles southwest of Salemburg, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're operating under a directed net, which means all traffic should be directed to net control. We don't anticipate any problems with our repeater, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. KI4MRA, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:13 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for the following counties: North Central Cumberland County, Northwestern Sampson County, East Central Harnett County, Southwestern Johnston County, until 7:15 p.m. At 6:11 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Wade, or 13 miles northeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. The tornado will be near Godwin and Falcon around 6:20 p.m., Irwin and Spivey's Corner around 6:35 p.m., Dunn around 6:40 p.m., and Benson around 6:55 p.m. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of a building in a small room, such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior. Pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Heavy rainfall may obscure this tornado, so take cover now. If you wait to see or hear it coming, it may be too late to get to a safe place. Okay, again, tornado in effect, warning in effect for North Central Cumberland County, Northwestern Sampson County, East Central Harnett County, and Southwestern Johnston County until 7:15 p.m. Sampson, Harnett, and Johnston are part of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. National Weather Service will be interested in spotter reports. These reports include hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. National Weather Service has also issued another tornado warning at 6:15 p.m. This tornado warning is in effect for northwestern Sampson.
The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County, west central Wayne County, Johnston County, until 7 p.m. At 6:15 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 10 miles southwest of Spivey's Corner, or 12 miles west of Clinton, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour.
Oaks and Smithfield. The safest place to be during a tornado is in the lowest floor of the building in a small room, such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. If in mobile homes or vehicles, evacuate them and get inside a substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie flat in the nearest ditch or other low spot. Cover your head with your hands to protect yourself from flying debris. Again, tornado warning in effect for northwestern Sampson, west central Wayne, and Johnston County until 7 p.m. Also, tornado warning in effect for north central Cumberland, northwestern Sampson, east central Harnett, southwestern Johnston until 7:15 p.m. And at that warning, Sampson, Harnett, and Johnston are part of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Strongly encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. Should this repeater go offline, our backup will be the KFYTL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 located in Broadway, North Carolina. This is a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning in effect for northwestern Sampson, east central Harnett, southwestern Johnston, and north central Cumberland. And Sampson, Harnett, and Johnston out of this group are part of Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. That tornado warning is in effect until 7:15 p.m. Also, another tornado warning is in effect. This one for northwestern Sampson, west central Wayne, and Johnston County until 7 p.m. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. This includes hail any size initially, then penny sized, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We encourage spotters to listen to NOAA Weather Radio or to monitor local media for further information and updates. National Weather Service has just issued another severe weather statement. And it reads as follows. This was issued at 6:29 p.m. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Johnston, Wayne, and central Sampson counties. At 6:27 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. In addition, at 6:25 p.m., the public reported a tornado at Bynum Road and Williams Lake Road in northwest Sampson County. This tornado was located 7 miles south of Spivey's Corner, or 16 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Spivey's Corner is in the path of this storm. Heavy rainfall may obscure this tornado. Take cover now. If you wait to see or hear it coming, it may be too late to get to a safe place. If in mobile homes or vehicles, evacuate them and get inside a sturdy shelter. If no shelter is available, lie flat in the nearest ditch or other low spot and cover your head with your hands. The National Weather Service also continues the warning for southwestern Johnston, east central Harnett, northwestern Sampson, and northeastern Cumberland counties until 7:15 p.m. This was as of 6:30 p.m. At 6:25 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located 2 miles north of Godwin, or 12 miles southeast of Lillington, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This tornado will be near Irwin by 6:35 p.m., Dunn by 6:40 p.m., and Benson by 6:55 p.m. Skywarn is operating in active mode. That means we're in a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. We don't anticipate any problems with our repeater, but should we go offline, the backup will be the KFYTL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 located in Broadway. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
Met Control, this is Kilo Golf 4, Echo Kilo Delta.
Echo Kilo Delta, NC4VA.
I'm in Sampson County, about 8 miles south-southeast of Dunn. Just saw a rotating cloud. Couldn't tell if it actually made touchdown or not, but it was moving up and down rapidly east of me towards Newton Grove. Couldn't tell how far away it was.
Okay, so you're located 8 miles south-southeast of Dunn. Can you give me the road you're on and closest crossroad?
Mingo Church Road is the name of the road that I'm on. Spring Branch Road. I'm between Spring Branch Road and Highway 13 on Mingo Church Road.
Okay, on Mingo Church Road, in between Spring Branch Road and Highway 13, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this Sampson County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you observed a rotating wall cloud. It was going up and down, unsure of whether it touched down or not, and it is moving, did you say, off to your east?
No, it was located east of me. It appeared to be moving northeasterly, north-northeast.
Okay, located east of you, moving northeast, and you couldn't tell the distance away it was from you. Is that correct?
That's correct. It'll, if I had to guess, probably about 5 to 10 miles away, but I'm not really sure.
Okay, no problem. Let me get your full call sign and name. Was it KG4EKD?
Yes, ma'am. And my name is Ray, R-A-Y.
Okay, Ray, and how long ago did you make this observation?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay. And did the rotating cloud, did it look like a wall cloud, or you actually think it was a funnel that was extending down and just not sure that it was on the ground?
I really can't say for sure. I did see rotation in it, but it was too far away for me to really get a good look at it.
Okay, Ray. Thanks for the report. I appreciate it very much. And if you observe anything else, by all means, please call back Skywarn. Thank you. NC4VA.
Will do. Thank you. KG4EKD.
Where are you at, Bonehead? AB4PP.
This is a directed net, this is Skywarn directed net. We have a tornado warning out, so all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KB7NLA.
KB7NLA, NC4VA.
Good afternoon. Is it okay if I make a quick call?
Mike, really now is not a good time. We have got several tornado warnings out that affect four or five of our counties, I guess. If you could move off to another repeater, that would be good at this time. NC4VA.
Right, that's what I was planning, is just calling and moving.
I'm sorry, say again.
Oh, that was my plan, just to call and move the station if he's there.
This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. In addition to the tornado warnings that we have out now, National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across Wake and Harnett counties through 7:30 p.m. At 6:35 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorm 6 miles southwest of Lillington, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Some locations affected include Lillington, Anger, Pequot, Verena, East Raleigh, Garner, and Knightdale. Gusty winds of 35 to 45 miles per hour, very heavy rain, and dangerous cloud to ground lightning can be expected with these storms. These winds are capable of bringing down large tree limbs. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement indicating that a tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southwestern Johnson, east-central Harnett, northwestern Sampson, and northeastern Cumberland counties. Again, tornado warning in effect for east-central Harnett, northwestern Sampson, and northeastern Cumberland counties. Johnston, Harnett, and Sampson are within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Also, tornado warning in effect until 7 p.m. for Johnston, Wayne, and Central Sampson counties. Tornado warning in effect until 7 p.m. for Johnston, Wayne, and Central Sampson counties. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. We encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. Last of all, we don't anticipate any problems with our repeater, but should our backup become necessary, it'll be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. The National Weather Service has just issued an update. Even though Cumberland County is not part of our coverage area, that tornado warning has been canceled for Cumberland County. I know we have a number of Cumberland County spotters who are listening. Also, the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement, and it reads as follows. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southwestern Johnston, east-central Harnett, and northwestern Sampson counties. At 6:38 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located between Irwin and Dunn, or 11 miles southeast of Lillington, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This tornado will be near or just west of Benson by 6:55 p.m. Other locations in the path of the tornado include rural eastern Harnett County and rural southwestern Johnston County. Heavy rainfall may obscure this tornado. Take cover now. If you wait to see or hear it coming, it may be too late to get to a safe place. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning in effect for northwestern Sampson, west central Wayne, and Johnston counties until 7 p.m. and a tornado warning in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southwestern Johnston, east central Harnett, and northwestern Sampson counties. Also, strong thunderstorms will move across Wake and Harnett counties through 7:30 p.m. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny sized, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We don't anticipate any problems with this repeater, but should the repeater go offline, our backup repeater will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5. That repeater is located in Broadway. We encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather.
NCVA KE4EQG.
KE4EQG, go ahead, NC4VA.
NC4VA, this is KE4EQG. Yes, ma'am, just thought I'd pass along to you. excuse me, just heard a few minutes ago on the shared frequency scanner that a possible tornado has touched down near NC55. That is near the Wayne County line in northern Sampson County. That's all I have for right now. If I hear anything else, I'll pass it along to you. KE4EQG.
What time did you hear that report?
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so on the scanner, listening to a frequency pertaining to the sheriff, possible tornado touchdown on North Carolina 55 in northern Sampson County near Wayne County line. Is that correct?
Roger. Also, I understand they just dispatched fire to possible subject. I don't know if the subject is entrapped in a mobile home. I got several channels here going at one time, but I do know that they've got the fire department dispatched in that area. KE4EQG.
Okay, thanks very much. If you have further reports, call me back. Appreciate it. NC4VA. KE4EQG, NC4VA.
KE4EQG.
One last question, I should have asked this. The frequency that you're listening to, was that for Sampson County?
Roger.
Thanks, NC4VA.
KE4EQG.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County is canceled. Again, the tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information along to Central Carolina Skywarn or to the Raleigh National Weather Service. A couple of more information, let's see. Statements have been issued by the National Weather Service at 6:54 p.m. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southwestern Johnston and east-central Harnett counties. At 6:52 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Benson, or 12 miles east of Lillington, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This tornado will otherwise remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated county. Heavy rainfall may obscure this tornado, so take cover now. If you wait to see it or hear it coming, it may be too late to get to a safe place. At 6:56 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for southern Johnston County. Tornado warning for southern Johnston County in effect until 7:45 p.m. At 6:55 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 11 miles southwest of Four Oaks, or 15 miles southwest of Smithville, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Four Oaks. Safest place to be during a tornado is in the lowest floor of the building in a small room, such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. We're in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. Spotters, please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for southern Johnston County until 7:45 p.m. At 6:55 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 11 miles southwest of Four Oaks, or 15 miles southwest of Smithfield, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour.
This is NC-48, Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service issued a special weather statement at 7:01 p.m. Strong thunderstorm will move across eastern Edgecombe County through 7:30 p.m. At 7:01 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 9 miles south of Caneda, or about 8 miles northeast of Farmville, moving north at 25 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Caneda. Gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour and very heavy rain can be expected with this storm. These winds are capable of bringing down large tree limbs. Light objects such as trash cans, potted plants, and lawn furniture and awnings could be tossed around. Be prepared to take action in the event a tornado warning is issued. Also, we have a tornado warning in effect for Johnston County, Southern Johnston County, until 7:45 p.m. Tornado warning in effect for Southern Johnston County, 7:45 p.m. Also, a tornado warning remains in effect till 7:15 p.m. for Southwestern Johnston County and East Central Harnett Counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. The tornado warning for southwestern Johnston and east central Harnett counties is canceled. Tornado warning for southwestern Johnston and east central Harnett counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information along to Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect for Johnston County until 7:30 p.m. 7:45 p.m. Tornado warning in effect for Southern Johnston County until 7:45 p.m. And a strong thunderstorm warning is in effect for Eastern Edgecombe County until 7:30 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, CAF4OCF.
KF4OCF, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia. Would you mind giving me the last reported location of the tornado activity near Four Oaks?
Stand by one moment, Scott. Let me see. I'm not sure whether this one is close to you or Four Oaks. This will be Sampson County. Well, Four Oaks is Johnston County. Johnston County law enforcement reported a tornado on the ground near North Carolina 242 and near North Carolina 55. Is that near Four Oaks?
It looks to be significantly west and south of Four Oaks, but that's my best guess there.
Prove anything that's on here. Hold on.
NC4VA, KD4UJC, that location's outside of the Benson community. It's east of Benson.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Sorry about that. I'm not quite as familiar with Johnston County. Okay. Then I don't have anything more recent than that in a while. The last... I was thing was issued at 6:56, and at 6:55 it says National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 11 miles southwest of Four Oaks, or 15 miles southwest of Smithfield, moving now northeast at 25 miles per hour. Location impacted Four Oaks, and of course now at 7:10 p.m., so 15 minutes later. Stand by one moment.
Virginia, I think that answers me. I appreciate the both your info. Yeah, I think that the line is south enough of where I'm looking at that I don't need to worry about it. NC4 VA KF4CF, thank you very much.
Okay. NC4 VA Central Carolina Skyline, National Weather Service just issued another special weather statement. Strong thunderstorm will move across Johnston and Wayne and northern Sampson counties through 8 p.m. At 7:07 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 9 miles west of Hopton, or about 12 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Hopton, Newton, and Newton Grove. Gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, very heavy rain, and occasional cloud to ground lightning can be expected with this storm. These winds are capable of bringing down large tree limbs. And as a reminder, a tornado warning is in effect for southern Johnston County until 7:45 p.m. NC4 VA Central Carolina Skywarn.
National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Johnston County, East Central Wake County, until 8:15 p.m. At 7:15 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Coates Crossroads, or 8 miles west of Smithfield, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This storm has a long history of tornado damage in Cumberland County. The tornado will be near Clayton around 7:35 p.m., Flowers around 7:45 p.m., Linwood into mid around 8 p.m. The safest place to be during a tornado is on
NC4 VA K4 Web.
NC4 VA Central Carolina Skywarn. What's your station calling Skywarn?
Yeah, hi Virginia, it's Steve, K4WEB. I just wanted to make sure you saw the Wake County, or at least the eastern Wake County tornado.
Thank you. Yeah, I was momentarily outside the room for just 1 second. Thank you.
No problem, K4WEB back to net.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Johnston County and East Central Wake County until 8:15 p.m. At 7:15 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Coates Crossroads, or 8 miles west of Smithfield, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This storm has a long history of tornado damage in Cumberland County. The tornado will be near Clayton around 7:35 p.m., Flowers around 7:45 p.m., and Linwood and Emmett around 8 p.m. Safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Again, tornado warning for Johnston County and East Central Wake County until 8:15 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is KD4JWF Mobile, 40 eastbound.
Hey Jose, NC4VA. Skywarn is activated and we're in active mode. It's a directed net due to the tornado warnings. Glad to know you're out there. Be careful as you're driving in right now. We have a tornado warning for Johnston County and East Central Wake County until 8:15 p.m. A tornado warning in effect for southern Johnston County until 7:45 p.m. Just be careful, NC4VA. I'm sorry, your picket fencing really badly and I missed all of that. I didn't catch the call, something DNN. Go ahead.
I'm over near the RDU airport, and I'm doing pretty good over this way.
Said you're over near RDU airport. You're a little hard to copy, and what was the rest of your report?
Commercial down for visibility of about, oh, say about 50 feet.
Okay, you're still hard to copy. If you can boost your power or move a little bit to a better location, I'll be happy to take your report. Right now, you're a little bit difficult to copy. NC4VA. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for East Central Wake and Northern Johnston counties. At 7:24 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Coates Crossroads, or 7 miles west of Smithville, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Tornado will be near 6 miles northwest of Smithville by 7:35 p.m., Clayton by 7:50 p.m., Flowers by 8:05 p.m., Emmett, Linwood, and 7 miles south of Wendell by 8:15 p.m. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they are hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We're operating in the WB4TQD14688 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5. That repeater is located in Broadway. We're operating on a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
NC4VA, this is KF4DPX.
KF4BPX, NC4VA, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to report, I just saw two funnel clouds. I am at McGee's Crossroads, pretty much right at 40 Highway at McGee's Crossroads in the Benson area, or I got closer to Garner, really. One was very pronounced and long, it didn't last very long, and the other one was kind of distorted, but they are definitely both funnel clouds.
Okay, you're at McGee's Crossroads, and are you actually at McGee's Crossroads?
No, I'm about 1 mile south of the crossroads.
On what road?
B.H. Parish Farm, or B.H. Parish Road.
Okay, and you saw two funnel clouds. Give me the direction of the first funnel.
They were both... Judging, this is a rough guesstimate, but probably about 2 miles or 3 miles out, and they were east of us. It looks like they were headed north.
Okay, so you're 1 mile south on B.H. Parish Road, 1 mile south of McGee's Crossroads. You saw both funnels 2 miles to your east, and they were both moving north. Did you notice any touchdown?
No, the one that caught my attention was really, really long, but it was definitely above the tree line, and it slowly dissipated back up into the sky. And the other one was still pretty high, so neither one of those looked like they touched the ground.
Okay, and what time was this?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay, very good. And what county is this?
Johnston.
All right, I appreciate your report very much. Let me know if you have anything else later on. NC4VA.
All right, back to net control, KF4DBX.
This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. A reminder, a tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for East Central Wake and Northern Johnston counties. At 7:24 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Coates Crossroads, or 7 miles west of Smithville, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. The tornado will be near 6 miles northwest of Smithville by 7:35 p.m., Clayton by 7:50 p.m., Flowers by 8:05 p.m., Emmett, Linwood, and 7 miles south of Wendell by 8:15 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Reminder, a tornado warning is in effect for Southern Johnston County until 7:45 p.m. And, also, a tornado warning is in effect for Johnston County and East Central Wake County until 8:15 p.m. The latter tornado should be around Flowers at 7:45 p.m. and Linwood and Emmett around 8 p.m. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarter inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their proximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Encourage spotters to listen to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We don't anticipate any problems with this repeater, but should it go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with tone of 82.5 located in Broadway. We're operating under a directed net. That means all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
NC4VA,
WX4MMM. NC4VA.
Well, Virginia, I'd be glad to take over our net control duties at this time. As far as I know, there's just one warning in effect currently.
That is correct. There is a tornado warning in effect for Johnston County, East Central, Wake County until 8:15 p.m. So thank you very much. I appreciate your willingness to take over as net control. And we're still under an active net, which means it's a directed net. And of course, all traffic should be directed to net control. And I'll turn it over to you at this time. NC4VA, turning net control responsibilities over to WX4MMM. NC4VA, clear.
And again, this is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for East Central Wake County and Northern Johnston County. Skywarn is in active mode at this time, and I will be standing by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM. This is WX4 MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for East Central Wake in northern Johnson County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging wind, please pass your information along to your nearest law enforcement agency, or certainly forward your reports to Central Carolina Skywarn. We'll be monitoring this frequency. Since there are no warnings in effect, we'll at least step down the net from a directed net to a standby net. So we'll keep the tones up for a few more minutes, but we'll step down from a directed net to a standby net. WX4 MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4 MMM Central Carolina Skywarn. Again, Skywarn's in standby mode at this time. The repeater is free for normal amateur use. We'll be standing by, however, for any severe weather reports, and including past damage. So if you observe any damage from these severe thunderstorms, we'll be standing by for your reports. WX4 MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn.